ra ra di Shodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Shodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Shodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Yashodhanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Sanja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Radha, Gopinath, Radha, Gopinath, Radha, Gopinath, Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Dalita Vishakha Radha Gopinath Dalita Vishakha Giridhari Gopal, Giridhari Gopal, Giridhari Gopal, Giridhari Gopal. Jaya Gaurangnitai, 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 Shri Shri Gaurangnitai. స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృందకి రామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి శ్రీకృష్ణ నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకొండ రాధా కొండగిరి గోవర్ధనకి ప్రతిభూమి బృందావన ధామకి మథురా ధామకి ద్వారకాపురి ధామకి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి శ్రీ మాయాపూర్ నవదీప్ ధామకి గంగమయ యమనమయకి భక్తిదేవి తులసిదేవికి సామవేత భక్త బృందకి గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th క్యాంటో 54th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 9. హన్యమాన బాలానీకా వృష్ణవేర్జయకాంక్షిభిః రాజానో విముఖా జగ్ముర్ జరాసంధ పురస్సరాః హన్యమాన బాలానీకా హన్యమాన బలానీకా వృష్ణిభిర్ జయకాంక్షిభిః రాజానో విముఖా జగ్ముర్ జరాసంధ పురస్సరాః హన్యమాన బలానీకా వృష్ణిభిర్జయకాంక్షిభిః రాజానో విముఖా జగ్ముర్ జరాసంధ పురస్సరాః. హన్యమాన బలానీకా వైష్ణవీస్ హన్యమాన బీయింగ్ కిల్డ్ బల అనీకా బల అనీకా whose armies? Vrishnibihi, by the Vrishnis. Jaya, for victory. Kankshibihi, who were eager. Rajanaha, the kings. Vimukaha, discouraged. Jagmohu, left. Jarasandapurasaraha, headed by Jarasandha. Seeing their armies being struck down by the Vrishnis, who were eager for victory, the kings headed by Jarasandha were discouraged and left the battlefield. Purport. So the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Although Shishupal had not married Rukmini, he passionately considered her his property, and thus he was devastated, like a man who lost his beloved wife. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Vanmelitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuda Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So many of us came to Bombay with the great desire to hear from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj today, this morning. But we were disappointed to know that Maharaj will not be speaking today, and only tomorrow he is likely to speak. So one shloka of Chanakya came to my mind when I was asked to speak the Bhagavatam class today. Chanakya says, Gunairuttamatam yati No chairasana samshritaha prasada shikarastopi kaka kim garudayate. Like that he is telling. He says, even if a crow somehow reaches the top of the palace roof, he will never become a garuda. He says. Similarly, sitting on the Vyasasana, even a mosquito can do. So, I am put here in Vyasasana to speak something from this very sublime episode of Rukmini Mangalam, Rukmini's marriage, which is a very deep pastime. And I'll pray to my spiritual master and all the acharyas and all of you that I'll be able to say something sensible, meaningful, and that which will purify our hearts. Because in the Guru Parampara, the example is given that every bird
can fly as per his capacity in glorification of the Supreme Lord. Just like a sparrow can fly some distance, a crow can fly probably a little higher, and eagle can fly even more higher. Garuda can probably fly the highest. So in the same manner, every one of us, the Prabhupada writes in one purport that when we hear that Ananta Shesha, Lord Ananta Shesh, is trying to glorify the Supreme Lord since the dawn of creation, and he has not yet found an end, still he is glorifying with thousands of mouths, and even Lord Shiva and Brahma are considered incompetent in glorifying the Supreme Lord. When any devotee like us, anybody hears it, we may think that probably glorification of Lord is an impossible task and we may want to give it up. And then Prabhupada writes, one should not give it up. Then what should one do? He says, one should glorify the Lord according to one's capacity for self-purification. And one more thing he says, if we make an endeavor to glorify the Lord, depending on our sincerity, will give us the capacity and strength to glorify Him. So, and the capacity will increase with our increase of service attitude. As service attitude increases, then our capacity to glorify also will increase. So, with this little understanding, I will like to say a few words about this beautiful section. Currently, the ninth shloka which we read just now, it's talking about a war. Seeing their armies being struck down by the Vrishnis, who were eager for victory, the kings headed by Jarasandha were discouraged and left the battlefield. And then Prabhupada says in the purport, although Shishupal had not married Rukmini, he passionately considered her his property. So, what is the context here? As you all know, section before, Rukmini went to the Ambika's temple and she offered a prayer to Ambika that may I get Krishna as my husband. And all the elderly ladies, Brahmanis, who were also accompanying her, they guided her how to pray to Ambika to get Krishna as her husband. So she did puja and everything. And as soon as she came out of the temple, there is one verse, Tam Deva Mayam Ivadhira Mohinim. So, at that time, Rukmini was extremely anxious, because the time has come when she has done the puja in the Ambika's temple. She is almost about to come out, and all the soldiers are arrayed on either side with their swords and shields. And the people are waiting with palanquin to take Rukmini inside the palanquin. And once that is done, she will be escorted back to the palace. So all the soldiers on a march past, they took her to the temple. And now they will be bringing her back. She is a princess. She thought, Krishna said he will come to take me. And I don't see Krishna here. Now, once I board the palanquin, what is going to happen to me? So, the marriage day has approached, and the marriage was fixed with Shishupal. So, at that time, when she was looking, she didn't want to look, but she had to look to search for Krishna with her eyes ridden with anxiety. So, when she was looking on the other side of the road, then all the kings with their big mustaches and beards and big mukuts, they thought, maybe she is searching for me only. And all of them, they were showing their teeth. They were trying to look at her beauty of Rukmini. It is said at that time some of them are sitting in the chariots. They fell off from the chariots. Some of them are sitting on the top of elephants. So when Rukmini moved her, with her left hand, she moved her hair, curly hair, which was falling on the front of her eyes. She moved it like this and took off her upper, what do you call that, pallu? Pallu, you know. Pallu, you all know. Veil. When she removed the veil to look for Krishna, that is the time all of them could see her full beauty of her face, which was like a full moon. Her shining face with sparkling eyes. and her complete beauty of her face, when they saw all the fellows, lusty rogues, they lost control of their senses, their hearts were churned, and on the spot they all fell off from their respective vahanas, whether they were in horse or elephants or chariots, fainting on the ground. Amazingly, in Bhagavatam you find whenever somebody is attracted to beauty, they always fall off. Like you read this Devahuti. This Devahuti is a small, young girl. She is going to the rooftop of the palace in her father's, Swayambhava Manu's daughter. Because she is a princess, probably she would have never gone out of the palace. So in the Vedic times, the girls, they play a game with three balls, throwing like this. So they had games also. So she went with her friends to play in the top. At the time, a Gandharva was passing by. Probably Gandharva may not have been too high on the sky. He must have been a little lower. Otherwise, how could he see her beauty? He is not having eagle eyes. So he must have been flying low. So he saw her beauty and he was extending his body out of the aeroplane, probably beyond the hip. So he fell off the plane, from top to bottom. There also you nipetu tuhu. They fell off like that. So, of course, she was never looking for those fellows who were falling off fellows. She was actually looking for Krishna. So, and sure enough, Krishna was present. So then she proceeded in the direction of Krishna. And all her sakis, assistants, actually she was strongly clasping the hands of one of her sakis. That is also described. Rukmini's hands were filled with gold and diamond bedecked bangles in her hands. She was strongly catching the hand of two of her sakis to get some support from them. Because when you are in very much anxiety, you need some emotional support from somebody. She was catching, because what's going to happen next moment, she didn't know. But when she saw Krishna, she left her hands and she ran to Krishna, ran towards Krishna. And the next moment, Krishna also proceeded little forward. See, this is a very unique scene with a very great depth of meaning. She is proceeding towards Krishna and Krishna is also proceeding towards her. And their eyes met with each other. The next moment, Krishna took her hands and took her into the chariot. And then as soon as Krishna did that, then all the other vicious kings, they all arrayed all around. They said, just see, we suspected that Krishna might come. Sure enough, this fellow has arrived here. Come on, everyone get ready. So there was a terrible war that ensued, about which the description is going on here. In that war, of course, Krishna is not a coward to flee away from the battle. Krishna was courageous, just like if a lion were to catch his prey, it's not going to catch the prey and there may be so many other fellow animals like foxes and others may be howling around, but the lion is not going to be afraid of them. Just as lion would take its prey and slowly walk, like that Krishna very slowly was moving in the chariot. And he asked them, anybody would like to fight with me? If you wish, I can give you a good fight and then I can proceed. So Krishna also looked around. Many of the fellows came rushing towards Krishna like a moth rushing towards fire. And they were defeated. So in this way, when many of them are defeated, Shishupal, who was imagining that he is going to get married to Rukmini, he was violent, very wild. With his full power he exerted, but Krishna very easily defeated him also. There is a very vivid description before. Krishna defeated him also. And then now the shloka which we are reading today is about that. When Shishupal was defeated, he felt as if somebody has stolen his wife. He thought like that. Although he was never married to Rukmini. You see, when we read this type of pastimes, especially when new people hear these pastimes, they may get bewildered. What is this? Lord Krishna is the father of religious principles. He is coming and stealing a girl, marriage time, and running away, eloping with a girl. Can any boy in the modern times also do such a thing? Such kind of questions may arise in people's minds when they hear these type of pastimes. So that is why these pastimes have to be heard only in Guru Parampara. This should not be heard from the mouths of professional reciters, or from the mouths of money makers, or from the mouths of people who do it for name, fame, popularity. There are so many people not coming in Parampara who also speak. So, if you hear in Parampara, we can get a proper understanding. It is said, Rukmini is one of the prominent queens of Krishna in Dwaraka. Subsequently, you will hear about that. But there are also other queens, and Krishna had 16,108 queens in Dwaraka. Even before all this thing happens, the Rukmini's pastime begins. You will see amazingly, at the beginning of this chapter, you will find that before the Rukmini's pastime begins, there is a deliverance of Muchukunda pastime. And when deliverance of Muchukunda pastime ends, and then Rukmini's message to Krishna begins. See, the title of the chapter number 52 is Rukmini's message to Krishna. Whereas the chapter begins with talking about Krishna and Balaram running away from Jarasandha and his army. This is a 10:52-9. Palayamanau tau drishtva magadaha prahasan bali anvadhavat ratani kair ishayor apramanavit. Here he is saying, when even before that, in 7th verse, vilokya vega rabasam ripusainyasya madhavau manushya cheshtam apannau rajan dudruvatur drutam. Here he says, manushya cheshtam apannau. Krishna and Balaram taking on the behavior of an ordinary manushya, like you and me, all of us. Like ordinary human being, manushya cheshtam apannau, accepting, O Rajan, dudruvatur drutam. Very fastly they started running. Who? Madhavav. Two Madhavas. Who are they? Krishna and Balaram. They are called Madhavav. Madhava means one. Madhavav is dual. So two Madhavas were running. Like that. Vihayavittam prachuram abhitav bhiru bhitavat. Bhitavat means like as if they were afraid. Like a coward. But they were not afraid. He is saying. And then he says there, Pala Yamanav Tav Drishtva, seeing Krishna and Balaram running, Magadaha Prahasan Bali. Magadaha is our Jarasandha. Ha 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 ha, he was laughing. Look at these two fellows, guys, they are running away from me. Cowards. Like that, who was thinking? Jarasandha was thinking like that. Anvadavat Ratani Kair. He boarded his chariot and chased after them. See, Krishna Balaram are running with foot. Which means Jarasandha should also run in foot, but he is boarding a chariot and running. So who is coward? See, if your enemy has a sword, you should have a sword. If an enemy has a gada, you should have a gada. If enemy is running on foot, you also should run on foot. But this fellow is boarding his chariot and chasing Krishna Balaram, and he is laughing at them, calling them cowards. Jarasandha. And then it says here, Pradutya duram samshrantau tungama ruhatam girim. After running a long distance, they climbed up a very top hill, which was 90 miles high. He's telling. Pradarshanakhyam Bhagavan Nityada Yatra Varshati. That hill was called Pradarshana Mountain. And Pradarshana means always the rain showers used to come. And the whole mountain was full of green. Big tall mountain. Krishna Balaram, after running away from Jarasandha, they climbed up that hill, to the top of the hill. And this fellow could not find out, where are these two fellows? Where they ran? Deep into the jungle, they escaped from me. So, then, he thought that because I cannot catch them now, so he arranged for all his soldiers to go around the hill and set fire to the whole hill by pouring oils, by pouring petrol, not petrol, I mean, some inflammables. So, they were setting that whole mountain ablaze. And then it is said, Dashaikayo jana tungan nipetutuhu rado bhuvi. Nipetudu means Krishna Balaram, from there they jumped off from the top of the hill. How many yojanas? 11 yojanas, which is 90 miles. This is the picture you can see. This is Krishna Balaram jumping off. So this is the pastime which is beginning in the chapter entitled Rukmini's Message to Krishna, which has a very amazing implication. What is the implication? Don't study Rukmini's Message to Krishna without reading this pastime. Because if you try to understand Rukmini's letter to Krishna without knowing who Krishna is, you will end up committing offense to Krishna. You should know Krishna Balaram are not ordinary humans. The ordinary human cannot even jump off from a 4-story, 5-story building without having his legs fractured. Isn't it? And Krishna Balaram are jumping from 90 miles high. I don't know whether you can count any bones. If anybody jumps like that, isn't it? He'll be finished. No use of admitting in hospital also. Isn't it? He is jumping from 90 miles high, and the next verse immediately says, after they jumped, what they said? Unseen by their opponent or his followers, the two most exalted Yadus returned to their city, Dwaraka. That's all. No mention of any orthopedic surgeon or anything. They directly went to Dwaraka after that. Not even a scratch in their legs. So this is very important to know. Krishna performs human-like activities, but he is superhuman. He is not ordinary human. Like, you know, somebody running away from battlefield, even you and I can do. Any of us can do that. Running away from a battlefield, isn't it? That is human. But jumping off from a 90 miles high mountain is superhuman. You can only see in a movie. In practical life, nobody can do such a thing. If somebody can do, then he is God. Or empowered by God. Nobody can do such a thing. So, we should know that Krishna Balaram's bodies are made of complete spiritual substance. Satchidananda. This is the very first thing presented in Rukmini's section. So, why Shukadeva Goswami is presenting this? So that we don't misunderstand Krishna's and Rukmini's marriage to be like any other ordinary marriage of this world. Actually, the Shastras explain, the Supreme Lord Bhagavan is called Shaktiman. But he is not like a stagnated, you know, emotionless, you know, feelingless, you know, entity like a light in the sky. God is not such a thing. Actually, such a light is also available for those who want to, you know, be in peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. But beyond shanti, the Lord exists as a Purushottama, the Supreme Lord. And he has his Shakti, the Shaktiman and Shakti. The Vedas Upanishads say, Shakti, Shakti Matayor, Abedaha. The Shakti and Shaktiman are inseparable, they say. Recently I found a very thrilling information in Prabhupada's purports. This was such an amazing information, I would like to wish to meditate on it for many, many long years to come. Prabhupada is saying, the Supreme Lord Krishna has Antaranga Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani, or Lakshmi, or Sita. And Supreme Lord also has another Shakti, which is Durga. But because Durga is separated from Krishna, if you take Durga's shelter, you will get only suffering. Because she is separated from Krishna. Bhinname Prakriti Rashtada. Krishna says about the material world. Whereas he says, for those who want to become pure devotees, Shuddha Bhaktas, when they go to Krishna, Krishna shows his favor to them. And his favor is technically called Hladini Shakti, Prabhupada writes. That means Krishna's favor means Radharani. Krishna understands that this devotee wants to serve me, so put him in Radharani's department. So that she will teach him how to serve me. So it is the goddess of fortune who teaches the living entities how to engage in the Lord's service. Why? Because the goddess of fortune and all the living entities, they are of the same jati. What is that jati? Prakriti. So we will recite one verse from the Vishnu Purana. Please all of you repeat this beautiful verse. Vishnu Shakti Parapraktam. क्षेत्रज्ञाख्या तथा परा अविद्या कर्म संज्ञाय तृतीय शक्ति रिष्यते. सो द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हैज हिज स्पिरिचुअल शक्ति विच इज कॉल्ड अंतरंग शक्ति एंड ही हैज कॉल्ड बहिरंग शक्ति विच इज मेटीरियल शक्ति. सो अंतरंग शक्ति इज कंपेयर टू फायर एंड भौतिक बहिरंग शक्ति इज कंपेयर टू स्मोक. और अनदर एग्जाम्पल प्रभुपाद गिव्स इन हिज पर्पोट्स. The antaranga shakti is like moonlight to the moon, he says. Whereas bahiranga shakti is like a cloud, he says, which blocks our vision of the moon. If Krishna is like the moon, Radharani or Lakshmi or Sita, they are compared to moonlight. Moonlight is very cooling. Moonlight only gives juices in all this, all the six type of juices in the plants, isn't it? Similarly, the bhakti juice comes in our heart from the moonlight. Moonlight like mercy of Srimati Radharani, and which is actually made possible because she is inseparable from Krishna, like moonlight is inseparable from moon. Whereas the Bahiranga Shakti Durga is compared to dark clouds which block our vision of the moon, which is Krishna. So we are unable to see Krishna, you see, in this world. Why? Because our eyes are tinged with avidya, enjoying mentality, because of which Krishna has put a blockage with the cloud of Maya Devi. So we cannot see the beautiful moon, cooling moon. Rather, we live in a kind of blindness in this world. So this is also Shakti. Durga is also Shakti. And that is also Shakti. Whereas this is Bahiranga Shakti, that is Antaranga Shakti. So the Antaranga Shakti and the Purushottama Supreme Lord, they are inseparable, always. You always find Lakshmiji sitting at the feet of Narayana and massaging Lord Narayana's feet. And in one purport, Prabhupada writes, when Lakshmi is massaging Narayana's feet, don't think it's like any wife massaging the feet of her husband. It's not like that. Narayana is not an ordinary husband. He doesn't need also any service. He doesn't have any leg pain because he jumped off from a mountain or something. He has no... But she hankers to serve at the lotus feet. And the relationship is also completely free from the three gunas of Rajaguna, Tamaguna, Sattaguna. That is, like if you find in this world, man and woman have sexual attraction for each other in this world. Which is in which guna? Rajaguna. And people take to all kinds of intoxicants like drugs and drinks and smoke and everything in order to forget their problems of loneliness and everything. That is in which guna? Tamaguna. So these are all Rajaguna, Tamaguna. The man-woman attraction is in Rajaguna. When one comes to Sattvaguna, and one will be able to see every woman as a mother. One can matravat paradareshu. That kind of respect is possible when one leads a life in Sattvaguna. Except one's wife, one should see every woman as a mother. So beyond these three gunas exists Vishuddha Sattva platform, in which Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, they all are existing. In them, there is no contamination. There is no contaminated attraction of a man-woman attraction like we see in this world. Because in this world, man-woman attraction is based on the principle of how I can exploit one another. You know, man thinks how beautiful is a woman, so she will satisfy my senses. Whereas a woman thinks how rich is this man, he can provide me all my needs. So this kind of outlook is not there in the Shakti and Shaktiman. The Shakti is subordinate to Shaktiman and she fulfills all the desires of the Shaktiman by creating the, like for example, Srimati Radharani engages all the devotees in Krishna's service. And she herself is a very great servant, best of the servants. Rasalasya Gita Narma Satkalali Pandita Prema Ramya Rupa Vesha Sadgunali Mandita Vishva Vandya Yavata Vivandita Piyarama Mahyam Atma Pada Pasma Dasya Dastu Radhika Kumkumakta Kanchanabja Garvahari Gauraba Pitananchitabja Ganda Kirti Nindi Sauraba Ballavisha Suno Sarva Vanchitartha Sadhika Mahyam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. This is about glorification of Srimati Radharani. In Rasa, Lasya, Gita, Narma, Sat, Kalali, Pandita. She is an expert in Rasa dance. When she is doing Rasa dance with all the gopis, Shiva and Parvati are riding on a plane, showering flowers. Brahma and Saraswati are showering flowers. All the demigods are also showering flowers. So it's not an ordinary dance. They are thinking, if we cannot participate, at least we will shower flowers from the sky. So she is expert in ras. Similarly, she is expert in singing. She is expert in joking. She is expert in mimicking. She is expert in drawing beautiful rangoli. She is expert in cooking. She is expert in dressing herself. She is expert in dramatizing. So, she is expert in making garlands. Many, many things. 64 kalas, which originate from Srimati Radharani only. Then they come to heavenly planets and then they come to the earth also. And what we see here, the 64 kalas, is very watered down, little whatever we know. Like cooking, for example. She doesn't cook any item for the second time in the spiritual world. Can you imagine? We keep making, we make white idli and then we put some yellow color and call it dokla. Isn't it? So, she doesn't do tricks like that. She makes completely new items. So, in this way, I just told you about Srimati Radharani. You can think about Lakshmi and Sita, who are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. Rukmini is also like that. Expansion of Srimati Radharani. So, the relationship of the Shakti and Shaktiman is pure. And all the jivas in the spiritual sky, their desire is to see the Shakti and Shaktiman together. Like for example, when Radha and Krishna are in the jhula together and swinging, then all the jiva, all the gopis, their happiness increases 10 million times, it is said. They want to make garlands for their pleasure. They want to cook for their pleasure. They want to see them swing. But Lord, in order to enhance the sweetness of his pastimes, sometimes the Shakti and Shaktiman get apparently separated. Like one time from the Dwaraka, Rukmini became superficially angry with Krishna for some reason. And she left him and came to our Maharashtra here in Pandharpur. You know that? Isn't it? Then Lord Krishna thought, let me go to Maharashtra. Let me go to Pandharpur and bring Rukmini back. And at that time he came to know one of his another special devotees is also residing in Pandharpur, one Pundlik. So Lord went to Pundlik's home and Pundlik was serving his pure devotee parents. And he was wondering whom to serve now. Should I serve my parents or should I serve Lord Dwarkadish who has come? So then Dwarkadish told him that your parents are my pure devotees. You serve them first. I am ready to wait. So then he threw a brick and gave a seat for the Lord to stand. So the Lord stood on that, you know, keeping his hand like this. Then he became Vittal. So he is famous as Vittal. Vittal is Rukmini Dwarkadish only. They sing in Maharashtra, in Marathi, you know, Jaydev, Jaydev, Jay Panduranga, Rai Chavallabha, Rukmini Chavallabha, Jaydev, Jaydev. Rai is Radharani and Rukmini is Rukmini. Rakumai is Rukmini. So, in this way, Rukmini came there and then Krishna came to fetch Rukmini and take her back to Dwaraka. When Rukmini saw Krishna like this, she also kept her hand like this. Radharani is also keeping here. You have seen in Pandharpur? Just to give company to the Lord. So, in this way, the Lord performs pastime. Now, in that pastime, you see Rukmini and Krishna are apparently separated for some time. And when the Lord and his Shakti are separated, oh, the devotees cry. The devotees want to make all arrangements possible to bring the Shakti back to Shaktiman. Then the devotees get seva. Lot of services devotees get. Just like Sita was separated from Ram. When Ravana took her away, at that time, Lord took help of Sugriva and all the monkeys, especially Hanuman, to find out the whereabouts of Sita. So when Lord Ram was crying in the Panchavati, searching Sita, anybody who reads Ramayana with a proper attitude, their hearts would be churned and softened and melted, and they would cry, seeing Lord Rama crying. Actually, this is the goal of Lord Ram performing this type of pastimes, to help the jivas connect with him, and remember him, and awaken love for him. And like Hanuman was a brahmachari, when he saw Ram crying, you know, he didn't speak to anyone, but he thought in his mind, look at this fellow, why is he so attached to his wife? He thought like that. it's all right. You know, if wife is gone, and very soon we will find her out and bring her back. This much one should not be attached, he thought. But later on, when Hanuman went to Lanka, after a long, wounded search, he came to the palace roof of Ravana in the moonlit night, when he was watching a hill from which waterfalls was coming and falling into a lake. He thought, maybe Sita is not inside the palace, maybe she will be outside. And then he found opposite to that lake was a 100-pillar mandap, outside which there was a huge banyan tree with a sitting place like this. So there he found somebody sitting down, surrounded by rakshasis. So when he jumped over many trees and he looked at her, it was a lady with a yellow color sari covering her veil, covering her head. Her face was like another big moon. There was one moon in the sky and one moon down. She had eyes like lotus petals. And when she had a resemblance of Rama, it is said. So when he saw her, immediately understood, this is none other than Sita. And seeing that Sita's resplendent spiritual beauty, Hanuman immediately thought, Ram must be stone-hearted. How can he live without this consort? He just thought the opposite. Earlier he thought, why is he so attached? Now he thought, Ram must be hard-hearted. How can he remain without her? Like that he thought. So, then, that's a very wonderful pastime of how Hanuman goes to the tree and then all the rakshasis are there. He is not able to give her message. But then at last when Sita is about to commit suicide by hanging in a rope, that time Hanuman starts singing Ram Katha very beautifully. About Ayodhya, about Ram going with Vishwamitra, then Ram coming to Mithila and meeting Sita, marrying and everything. He speaks. So it's very amazing pastime. When Ram and Lakshman, along with Vishwamitra, when they entered Mithila, as they were walking in the streets, it is said all the residents of Mithila, they climbed on their palace rooftops and from there they were watching the two beautiful, elegant, lion-like personalities entering along with their Guruji, Vishwamitra in between them. And walking like this, everybody started asking, who are these sun and moon-like personalities? They look so beautiful. As they were talking, when Ram Lakshman were walking like this, at that time Sita with all her assistants, the garden, she was plucking flowers for puja in the morning. Suddenly Sita turned around and looked at the road, and suddenly Lord Ram also looked around and looked at Sita. So their eyes met with each other, Sita and Ram, just for a moment. The next moment Lord Rama was shocked. Who is this personality, Sita? So, of course, Guruji is there next to him and Lakshman is also there, brother. He couldn't speak anything. Immediately he took his eyes away. And Sita's friends asked, Sita, where are you seeing? What happened? They shook her. And Sita also went with her friends, but then it was difficult for her to take her eyes away. And then Sita, in a heart of heart, she prayed, may this personality come for my Swayambar. And may he be able to break the bow. Oh Lord, please bless him. So now you may say, does she not know that she is the, you know, why she is the eternal Shakti of Ram? See, this is the beauty of the Lord's pastimes. Imagine if Sita saw Ram and said, hi, I am the Shakti here. Isn't it? My dear Shaktiman, come here. Let's both go now. So there will be no fun. So the charm is kept. And they don't know, oh, Sita is wondering, who is this person? Ram is wondering, who is this person? That kind of sweetness is kept. So when Shakti and Shaktiman meet each other, that is a big festival for the devotees. You know, when Sita's friends saw Rama also, they also were praying secretly, without Sita's knowledge, that may this person get Sita as his wife, like that. And then, when one by one all the fellows with their big mustaches came and they were trying to lift the bow and they were falling off. It's a very beautiful episode, isn't it? And then Ram came and how he broke the bow and married Sita. So, in this way, the Shakti Shaktiman are separated and Shakti Shaktiman, they unite again. And when they are separated, the devotees get lot of service. Just like the monkeys made the Setu Bandha, isn't it? So much hard work the devotees did. It's not that Lord has to, you know, be helped to walk across the ocean. He is the creator of ocean, he is the creator of all the planets, he is creator of millions of universes. for him to be present in a moment, he can be present. Even without having to go to Lanka, Lord can twist some nerve in the heart of, he can create a blockage in the heart of Ravana and create a heart attack also, in a moment. But Lord does these pastimes. I was reading a verse from the Padma Purana. Mad bhakta vinodartam karomi vividaha kriyaha. Lord is saying, for the joy of my devotees, I perform these pastimes. Of Shakti and Shaktiman separated and they reunite. They can actually never be separated. Shakti, Shakti Matayor, Avedaha, it is said. They can never be separated. And we are also Shakti. Sita is Shakti. What is the difference? We are very tiny Shakti. But her love for the Supreme Lord is like a oceanic love. And our love is only a drop. But although we have that drop-like love for the Lord, that drop is enough to completely satisfy us in the spiritual sky. We just have to connect with the ocean of love. When you connect with the ocean of love, Srimati Radharani is called as abode of love. Krishna is called object of love. So Krishna is called as emperor of sweetness also. So he is emperor of sweetness and Radharani is abode of love. So by connecting with the abode of love, we learn the art of performing devotional service. And all the acharyas coming down in the Guru Shishya Parampara, they all are empowered by Hladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And their bodily limbs, especially their tongue, is empowered to glorify the Supreme Lord amazingly. And that empowerment is done by Srimati Radharani. Just like Dhruva Maharaj tells in his prayer, Yonta pravishyamamavacham ivaptam suptam sanjeevayatta kila shakti daraswadhamna Anyam shahasta charana shravanatvagadin prana namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. Oh my dear Lord Vishnu, yonta pravishya mama vacham ivam prasuptam. You have entered into my body and you have empowered and enlivened all my senses, he is telling, especially my tongue, with which I am able to profusely glorify you. And anyam shahasta, my hands, charana, my legs, shravana, my ears, tvak means my skin, adin and rest of the body also has become enlivened just like a lightning. My body, which is like a dull iron rod, when it is put in fire becomes red hot and yellow hot and white hot. Like that my body has become resplendent spiritually by your transcendental touch, he is telling. Prana namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. I offer my obeisances to you for spiritualizing my material body. Like that is telling. So, in this way, in the Guru Shishya Parampara, when we learn these things, then we develop attraction to become serious devotees also. And then when we become blessed by Srimati Radharani through the agency of the spiritual master, then these pastimes of how the Lord comes in this world, sometimes just like in Vrindavan also, Radha and Krishna meeting is arranged by all the gopis and gopas and everything. It's a very amazing pastime. Like one boy was asking, Prabhuji, do the gopas and gopis also meet sometimes? All the time they are thinking about Radha Krishna only. Do they also have some affairs? They meet also. So this question I asked one Swami. And the Swami showed me a reference from the scriptures. He said, even if a gopa and gopi meet behind a bush, they will be whispering in each other's ears how to serve Radha and Krishna. That is spiritual world. Nobody thinks of their sense gratification there. Everybody's heart is how to see the divine couple pleased and happy. So, in this section of Rukmini Mangalam, we find Rukmini is born in Maharashtra again, Kaundinyapur, which is close to Amaravati. Amaravati is 3 hours from Nagpur. So, she is appearing in that Kaundinyapur, Vaidarbapura Vasinaha. That is a beautiful verse. They are all called as Vaidarbapura Vasinaha. Vaidarbi, she is called. Vaidarbi means one who was born in Vidarbha place. So she is born as a princess in the Bhishmaka's palace. And she has other brothers also. She has 5 brothers, headed by one fellow called Rukmi. She is Rukmini, and her eldest brother is called Rukmi. And then there are other 4 brothers also. So when the time of her marriage came, at that time, naturally she is eternal property of Dwarakadish, correct? Krishna. She is supposed to be married to Krishna. But Krishna is far away in Dwaraka and she is here. When the marriage was to be arranged, Father Bhishmaka thought she will be a fit match for Krishna only. There is one verse which says, Krishna's beauty and Rukmini's beauty, their age, their height, their bodily color, their qualities, everything was matching. Like if the husband is like this, wife should be like this. Otherwise both like this, her wife is tall. So the match was there properly. And the beauty was matching also. And the age was matching also. The qualities are matching also. See, this is the most amazing thing with Shakti and Shaktiman. Like you see, Sita, when she was a little girl, along with her other friends, one day when she was playing in the garden, her friends wanted some flowers from a tree. She just went inside the palace. She picked up that huge dhanush, Shiva dhanush. She picked it up and came. And she hit the branch and the flowers fell. She went and kept it back. So that was observed by some ministers inside the palace. And they were shocked to see that. They said, this huge Shiva dhanush, it will take 600 people to lift. How is this little girl lifting it? So when they went and complained to the king, Janaka, he couldn't believe it. He said, what are you talking? Probably you must have had a dream or something. And all of them said, not one or two of us, every one of us we watched. Then immediately Janaka called for the rishis and munis. What are these fellows saying? And the rishis and munis said, my dear king, we also saw the sight. Your ministers were inside palace and we were outside the palace. And we saw your daughter carrying this bow. When Rishi said it, immediately Janaka had to believe it. And Janaka became worried. Who will marry my daughter? You know, if any man marries, embraces her, he'll become chutney. You know, in one embrace, she is such a powerful, she looks very tender. Sita, Radharani, Lakshmi, they look very tender, but she is original Shakti. Then he made that announcement. Anybody want to marry my daughter, you have to not only lift the bow, but you will have to break it. And only one person could break it. Who was it? Ramachandra. That is Shaktiman, you see. Which means Shakti belongs only to Shaktiman, to no one else. That is why when Ravana came to meet Sita, and he asked Sita, he actually came in the form of a mendicant, you know, with a hair at the top, with a kamandalu, with a stick, you know. Looking at him, Sita was so joyful. See this, I am so fortunate, even in the jungle, in Panchavati, a saintly person has come. So she gave him some water to wash his feet. She said, I will offer you some prasad. It's so nice. She was very fond of charity, giving charity. But she couldn't give any charity in the jungle. But on his own, a monk has come. She was so happy. But then that fellow, he was eyeing at Sita up and down. And he started glorifying her beauty. Oh lady, your face is like a moon. Your eyes are like lotus petals. Your hips are like Lord Shiva's damaru. Isn't it? Thin. Sumadhyama. And your hands are like this. Legs. And she was thinking, what is he talking? He doesn't speak words befitting a saintly person at all. She said, you see, wait a minute. Don't proceed further. I am already married to Lord Rama. And she said, we have been sent to the jungle. We are here for 14 years. And Ram and Lakshman have gone into the jungle. They will come very soon. She said, you know, why are you speaking such kind of improper words? Who are you? She asked. And that question was so sweet for him. Who am I? You are asking? Such a wonderful question he asked. Now let me tell you, I am the Dashanan Ravan. I am the ten-headed Ravana. Just now look at me. I have brought this Pushpaka Viman to take you. Do you know how did I achieve this Pushpaka Viman? I defeated my brother Kubera, and I have stolen his Pushpaka Viman, and I have brought it here to carry you. Hey Sita, come with me to Lanka. There are thousands and thousands of Devakanyas and Rishikanyas and Brahman Putris and Rajas Putris, many other women whom I have married. But I will make you queen of all of them. You will be the chief queen. In my life, I have never been attracted to anybody as much as I am attracted to you. Like that he said. Come with me. Be a queen sitting on the side in the asana, simhasana. When Sita heard it, she broke down to tears. On one hand, she was very sorry that she had to hear these abominable words. But on the other hand, she was angry also. At that time, she spelled out, she said, "You fool! Lord Rama is like an ocean. You are like a small puddle. Lord Rama is like chandan, sandalwood. And you are like mud. Lord Rama is like Garuda. You are like a crow. Lord Rama is like gold. And you are like iron." Like that she made a comparison. And this comparison is very beautiful because it tells us the difference between love and lust. Very clearly. So, just like Ravana was trying to steal Sita and enjoy her, here Shishupal wants to steal Rukmini and enjoy. Same situation. So, as Sita is uninterested in Ravana, similarly, here Rukmini is uninterested in Shishupal. So, she told her brothers also, see, generally in Vedic times, a girl, if she wants to marry a boy, Prabhupada says, even girls were given choice in Vedic times also to marry a boy if they wanted. But whom will they tell? She will not tell the father. Father will ask, "My dear daughter, will you marry anybody whom I provide you? Any man?" She will say, "Yes, yes, father. Whomever you say I'll marry," she will nod the head. But she will have somebody in mind. If mother asks also, she may nod the head. But she will go and tell father's mother or mother's mother, like a grandmother. She will go and whisper in the ears, "That particular prince or particular boy, I like him very much. Do the needful," she will say. And then, because grandmothers are very loving, so what they will do, they will check the horoscope of the girl and the boy. If it is matching properly, then the mother will call the son and say, "My dear son, you give your daughter in marriage to that boy, he's a good boy." And then the father will call the daughter and ask, "I want to give you in marriage to that boy, do you agree?" "Papa, whatever you say, I agree." So this was Vedic model, how a girl would marry. So, similarly, Rukmini also gave an indication that she doesn't want to marry Shishupal. All her four brothers told also, "We want to see you getting married to Krishna." Bhishmaka also, father also agreed. But Rukmini, that one fellow, eldest brother, he was making friendships with Jarasandha, Kamsa and such kind of people. So he became a vicious asura. He got the asuric quality. So he deliberately wanted to give Rukmini in marriage to Shishupal, who was also of the feather of, bird of the same feather. Like them only. So our acharyas have given a very amazing commentary to this. Bhishmaka represents intelligence. And the five sons, the eldest son represents the mind. Who is that? Rukmini. And the four sons and Rukmini, they represent our five senses, namely eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin, isn't it? And amongst the five senses, Rukmini represents the ear. Why? Because she awakened the love for Krishna only by hearing. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shinvatam te nirvishya karna vivarair haratonga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilartalabam tvayachyuta vishati chittam apatrapam me. She said, "My dear Krishna," the very first verse is this in her letter. "My dear Krishna, shrutva gunan," after having heard your divine sublime qualities, "bhuvana sundara," oh, the most beautiful personality in the whole universe. Bhuvana sundara means bhuvaneshu sundara. You are the most beautiful in this universe. Bhuvananam sundara means you are the most beautiful in all the universes. When you go to heavenly planets, all demigods come to see you. When you come to Mathura, everybody climbs on the rooftop to see your beauty. Shinmatamte nirvishya karana vivarai haratonga tapam. The more I heard about your divine qualities, all my anxieties and worries and pains in my life, they all were gone. And then she's saying, rupam drisham drishimatam. Anybody who has eyes to see in this world, the eyes are meant only to see Krishna's beauty, she said. no other beauty. Our eyes are meant to see only Radha Gopinath's beauty. That is the purpose of the eyes. Rupam Drisham Drishimatam Akhilartha Labham Tvayachyuta Vishati. What can I say, my Lord? I have given my heart to you. You are my master. I am your eternal servant. You accept me. And my mind and heart have entered into your sublime pastimes. And I will not accept anyone else in my life as my master. You are my master. So, Rukmini's attitude should be the attitude of all the Jivatmas also, like all of us. So, we are also in the position of Rukmini. Why? We have the ear with which we can hear glories of Krishna and we can awaken love for Krishna. And we have our other senses which are also agreeable to see Krishna or smell the incense offered to Krishna and everything. But there is one fellow in our system which is not agreeing to surrender to Krishna. Who is that fellow? Mind. And he is the eldest brother, Rukmi. And he wants the jiva to be married to Shishupal, who is personification of envy. So in this world, afflicted by envy, we are competing with other jivas to lord over the material world. We are trying to become the center of everyone and everything in the world. Although Krishna is the true center of everything. Krishna is the pivot of the creation. We want to become the pivot. So, in this way, when the envy enters our mind, and when the jiva wants to be addicted by, intoxicated by envy, then the poor jiva terribly suffers in this world, just like Rukmini was suffering. And Rukmini understood, oh, my father is so weak-hearted because the eldest brother demanded. Sometimes the intelligence also becomes weakened by the mind. Say, for example, intelligence like a driver of a car. Mind is like the person sitting next to driver. But if the person sitting next to driver shows some poster, hey, look at that poster, look here, look there, then the driver can lose control of the steering. Similarly, intelligence can sometimes become loose because of the mind's impurities also. Because intelligence and mind are like next door neighbors. So Bhishmaka became weak-hearted. He told, my dear eldest son, if you demand that daughter should be married to Shishupal, I also agree. He agreed. Nobody could oppose Rukmi. At that time, Rukmi understood, situation is very bad. Let me write a letter. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So she wrote a letter, which she gave through a trustworthy Brahmana. And the Brahmana represents a spiritual master. So in our life also, we achieved the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master coming in Guru Parampara. Who is like the trustworthy Brahmana in our life? Who is connecting us and Radha Gopinath? He is the intermediate person between. You cannot put anybody there. You need a very special person. Who knows the Brahmana actually when he went to Krishna, how much Krishna respected this Brahmana, you will see. So, the Brahmana took the letter of Rukmini, read it out. Krishna loved this Brahmana so much, he told, you can open the letter and read it yourself. Krishna didn't say, it's a private letter, give it to me. He didn't keep it. He said, you only open and read it. So in this way, and then Krishna, because of the invitation of Rukmini through this Brahmana, Krishna came. And then when Krishna came, Rukmini, when she came out of the Ambika's temple, then she saw Krishna. Just like Rukmini saw Krishna, she saw Shishupal also, many other kings, but she ignored them. Similarly, for all of us also, there is Maya also and Krishna also side by side in this world. But which one should we choose? Krishna. But our mind wants to choose? So you should knock the mind. Your rascal mind, choose Krishna. So we have to preach to our mind. That is why Manashiksha is there. So in this way, if the jiva's intensity of jiva's desire to want Krishna increases more and more, then we can do Arana Kori Homane Asha. You can keep the mind, catch the neck of the mind and keep him in the side. Then we say, no? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Kori Aikya Arana Kori Homane Asha. So we should fix, we should replace our Brashta Buddhi with Guru's Buddhi. Our Brashta Buddhi means our polluted intelligence should be removed and we should keep Guru's intelligence. And then conducted by Guru's intelligence, our mind and senses should be conducted in this world. Just as the Brahmana connected Rukmini to Krishna, similarly our Guru will connect us back to Krishna. That is the understanding of this pastime. And here, as Rukmini saw Krishna and the chariot, she proceeded towards them. Which means that Jiva has to make his endeavor to go towards Krishna. And then Krishna also came some steps forward, which is Krishna Kripa also will come. So Krishna Kripa combined with our parishram, our endeavor, that makes us connect with Krishna ultimately. And then when Rukmini was in Krishna's chariot already, then Krishna defeated all the other vicious elements. Because Rukmini took shelter of Krishna, Krishna defeated all the asuras, rakshasas, everybody. Similarly, if we take very strongly shelter of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, by this repeated everyday chanting and little by little purification, when we get Krishna's shelter completely, then Krishna will defeat all the unwanted, unfavorable elements in our system and take us with him back home, back to Godhead. So, in the subsequent verses you will read about Jarasandha pacifying Shishupal. Hey Shishupal, don't worry. She is not yet your wife still. Don't think she is your wife. She is not even married to you. Don't worry. And then Jarasandha said, don't think it's difficult to defeat Krishna. Even I defeated him. In one of the battles he ran away from my battle. Do you know that? Like that he asked. And somebody nearby told Jarasandha, sir, but before that I heard that 17 times you were defeated. He said, shh, that's a small detail. You know. So, the next few verses you will find Jarasandha is posing as if, you know, he is giving confidence, foolish confidence to Shishupal. Don't worry. Aaj wo log jeete, kal hum jeetenge. Today they have won and tomorrow we will win. Have confidence. This is called as determined thief. So he is teaching Shishupal how to be a determined thief in subsequent verses. The beauty of these pastimes is hundreds of lessons are inbuilt in these pastimes. Little lessons. And ultimately the purpose of these pastimes is to awaken our rati for Krishna. Our love for Krishna. Our intention to love and serve only Krishna and not get swayed by the current of Maya. That is the goal of this pastime. And as Rukmini is the divine mother, she is the mother of the whole universe. From her bhav, from her mood, we can take a little glimpse of her service attitude towards Krishna, which is oceanic. And that can touch our hearts and purify our hearts also as we continue reading this pastime. So, when we read these kind of things, we should develop a greed to distribute this sublime wisdom to the other people in the world. You see, I have never gained understanding in my life as much as I gained understanding through Prabhupada's books. Before receiving Prabhupada's books, you know, I had gone to more than a dozen organizations. Everybody was bluffing. So many places, everybody was trying to misrepresent Krishna as mundane, Krishna to be ordinary human being. I had questions like this. How can God himself come and take away a girl and go like this? How can he? Because this pastime is well known. You see the picture in many temples also, Krishna keeping Rukmini in the chariot and running away. So I asked the question, we tell the friends, you should not run away with the girl, how can Krishna run? Nobody could answer this, you see. But Srila Prabhupada has explained these things very thoroughly, systematically explaining the philosophy Siddhanta very deeply. So in those days, we used to get the books in subsidized copies. Like for example, Science of Self-Realization, 5 rupees. Coming Back, 5 rupees. Bhagavad Gita, 25 rupees. Like that we used to get for students. So they used to subsidize and sell. So in India, people always want cheap and best. So when you used to get something, economic edition, then you want to buy and stock. So we used to buy a lot of these books and read. My Lord, little did we know that we are stocking diamonds when we were buying these books and reading them. And little by little, the knowledge blossomed. And we got connected to the Sangha of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, which is exactly like spiritual world. Living in the company of devotees, having a spiritual master who is bona fide in the Guru Parampara, and having darshan of the Archa Vigraha, eating prasad every day, this is absolutely non-different from living in the spiritual world. So we have received this good fortune. If we really want to distribute it to others, that is very easily possible if we lend out a few books, especially during this Gita Jayanti month, Christmas marathon month. If we really are compassionate to the suffering souls, like I go to Pune on the weekends, So many people wanted programs. I told them, I will only come for a program if you take Bhagavatam set. So now many people call me to their homes, then 3-4 sets go away. People come and take, I write some message and give them. So I'm trying to convert my program into Bhagavatam distribution programs. Glorify Bhagavatam and distribute like that. The beauty of Bhagavatam is in one shot you can distribute 18 volumes, Mahabharata. So my request to all of you, this month is a very important month. Prabhupada would be watching and observing how many devotees are going out and distributing his books. Because Prabhupada said, you give me life as you lend out these books. Jivas are all crying and suffering in ignorance, terribly suffering. I want to bring them out of their ignorance by giving these enlightening books, which carry the Divya Jnana and Krishna Prem. So let us distribute more and more of these books and bring great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada and all the Acharyas. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So all the Ashray camp participants, we have a class by His Grace Baldev Prabhu at 11:45.